This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Settle back now, content, comfortable, well-fed, and ready for some fine entertainment. Is everybody happy? Then let's go. It's showtime.
Titanic, the greatest ship ever was known, making its first sails across the sea. Everybody's loaded up and waving a glad hands goodbye. Captain Smith said, howdy, machinery, all right. How's your compass setting dead on New York? Keep it looking on down. Let's go right on down up high. Roll it over, whistle went right on down. Everybody's fiddling, dancing, having a big time on the lower deck. Now you're right, you don't get it wrong. Get that girl and promenade on. Good morning, baby. Hello, now. Go on, dude. Captain Smith said, we'll make a world record out of this ship. We'll make it to New York about 2 days and a half or 3 days ahead of time. How the machinery now, all right? How's your compass? All right. Keep her clucking on down. Let go right on down the pipe. Load his door, whistle right on down. Everybody's still having a big time. Now you're right if you don't get wrong. Get that girl with the red dress on. Good morning, babe. Hello. Got a message that's foggy on the sea. Couldn't see how to travel. All boats are tied up. Otherwise, it's an iceberg from the North Pole. Biggest it ever was known. About a mile square. Impossible for any ships to run. Captain Smith said, don't mind the fog on the sea. We've got the strongest dynamite headlight ever was known. Otherwise, the ship is on sinkable. Fly through all icebergs. Now, how's your machinery? All right. How's your compass? Still on New York. Keep her clucking on down. Let go right on down the pipe. Load it over, whistle it right on down the pipe. Everybody's still having a big time. Now you're right, but don't get wrong. Get that girl and go right on. Good morning, baby. Hello. Titanic port hit the iceberg. 20 miles to pass the light out. Just could hear the music on the lower deck.
From out of the darkness and into the light. From out of the darkness and into the light. From out of the blind and into the sight. From out of the darkness and into the light.
I'm just a poor man's sunshine.
From out of the darkness and into the light. From out of the water and into the air. From out of the water and into the air. Out of the know and into the where. From out of the water and into the air.
I'm just a poor man's sunshine.
A poor man's sunshine. From out of the water and into the air.
Ah, salvation, my baby.
the sunshine. From out of the street and onto the stage. From out of the street and onto the stage.
Do, 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 do.
Out of my head and onto the page. From out of the street and onto the stage.
I'm looking for a man sunshine.
For a man sunshine. From out of the street and onto the stage. Out of the Lincoln and into the Lear. It's out of the Lincoln and into the Lear. Away with the past, away with the fear. It's out of the Lincoln and into the Lear.
I'm looking for man sunshine.
For man sunshine. Up on man sunshine. Up on man sunshine. Up on man sunshine. Up on man sunshine.
I'm looking for man sunshine.
Up on man sunshine.
I'm looking for man sunshine.
Up on man sunshine. Yeah, oh yeah,
I'm
oh yeah,
for man sunshine.
Yeah,
I'm looking for man sunshine.
For man sunshine.
Yeah,
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 yeah. For man sunshine.
Fit and A couple things come to mind here as we gun the gas pedal and head towards glory on this Wednesday night, April 16th, 2025, Anno Domini. Number one, when I was young, like most boys, I idolized my father, and my father loved to bowl before he didn't have time to do it anymore. So I remember one night thinking that I was pretty clever. And when no one was looking, I snuck a sip out of a beer that was laying around. It's probably about 9, 10 years old, something like that. Except, brethren, the caper was on me because someone had thoughtfully put out their cigarette inside the 3/4 drunk bottle, and I got a mouthful of ashes. And maybe that was what warned me off of cigarettes. Because I've never smoked. And man, that was hideous. And number two, it is an absolute blessing when the time comes to do this program on these Wednesday nights here in the Free FM Music Zone between 10 p.m. and midnight. Setting up the table of rascals, or in this case, singular, for retrospect, and Phil Gray, and we're busting buttons about this episode, number 671, the OG, that would be original Gray, is in the States here, and he's been doing a series of shows, Chicago, Detroit, and this week at midnight for one glorious hour, New Jersey. As for me, and I was just telling the mystery man that I was listening to stuff in the car. So, oh, yeah, I got to fit that in somewhere. Oh, yeah, that's pretty good, man. I like that. And the one last CD I landed on was by an obscure artist named Ned Doheny. If I remember next week, I'll bring him. He was one of those L.A. Country cocaine cowboys from the 1970s, and I left it in the car. This, however, a real treat. Know nothing about them. I think they're from London. The Twilights, approximating the doo-wop vocal group that did Twilight Time. That's the name of this 3-CD retrospective, if you will, that came out on the Grapefruit label out of England earlier this year. And we heard, in fact, we're hearing now, the instrumental version of the track called Bowling Brings Out the Swinger in You. And don't try and deny it. I mean, who doesn't like the Big Lebowski movie? There's got to be somebody out there that doesn't. But at the same time, the movie's based around 10 pins and sometimes aim and error. The Twilights. And I picked that song to pre-play and then play just for the title alone. Bowling Brings Out the Swinger in You. Preceding that, Donovan Leitch, with help from Denny Thompson of English Folk Infamy and Large Tabs at the Bar, and Jim Keltner, who's one of the several drummers of choice when you need one. The album's called Beat Cafe. It was released here in 2004 on the Appleseed label. It's a damn good record. I didn't think Donovan had anything left in his sock drawer. But there's a really good amount of good songs on this album. And it's good. Donovan, Beat Cafe. The cream in the middle of the sandwich. And then we began with something topical and timely. April 14th into the morning of April 15th, the 113th anniversary of the Titanic on a mission to explore the ocean floor unknowingly and not wanted. But it happened. And it's the Of all the sunken ships, the only one I can think of that's gotten more publicity, at least in the modern age, was Shackleton's boat, the Endurance, which sank down by Hughes guys. Frank Hutchinson was a pale-faced slide guitar player. I think he was born in Virginia. Would help if I made the notes. I may as well read them. The last scene of the Titanic was recorded in St. Louis on April 29th, 1927. So you're talking 15 years after the fact. Pretty close, but still ripe with possibilities for a game of historical telephone. Recorded 32 songs for the OK label, another one of our go-tos. This version, as said, is 15 years from the sinking. And there's an exhibit. Here in New Jersey, we have an exhibit called Medieval Times. And I believe through September or October of this year, they're going to be showing artifacts from the Titanic. 3D and me are going to go, I think. 3D and me are going to go, I think, because it's just something that if it's this close to home, you can't pass it up, can you? I mean, really, can you? Well, we don't have any Kenyan music on the show tonight, but we do have a lot of this and a skosh of that. I be jumping JB. He be the mystery man. We are the dominant duo that hijacks Wednesday evenings between 10 p.m. and midnight here on Free FM 89.0. Broadcast locally. Podcasts throughout the week. And our dedicated Facebook page tells you the how, where, when, and why of how to do so. Our text line, should you be so bold, is 908-914-7582. Another nudge in the ribs to text the management and staff of this program. 908-914-7582. This is caper number 171 of our two-hour tour day farce. And we're out to have a dab-a-doo kind of time. I want to make sure I have something else queued up here before I screw it up. A not unheard of occurrence here on our quest from which we return changed, yet essentially the same. And I only repeat that canard because the mystery man rolls his eyes and wants to give me a few speed slaps for repeating the same mistake I've made in describing this program for decades now. There's no expiration date on fun. And we bring you new music. I listened to this record this morning. It's not that much fun. And it's just okay. A lot of modern production on it. I like two songs a lot on this record. And this is one of them. The band's called Deep Sea Diver. The album's called Billboard Heart. It's released on the Sub Pop label. Yes, the label that spawned several key acts in the 1990s. Most notably, the likes of Nirvana and Soundgarden. This is different than that. This is, once again, Deep Sea Diver with Billboard Heart here. And your love, Graham, from the heart of Sussex County, New Jersey. This be Free FM 89.0.
Standing up to our mistakes has always been my biggest trait. Spokes that will never align.
history.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. I figured that you're the Muriel, cigar-smoking kind, so let me get right to the point. You're right in style when you're in Muriel's company. Muriel Mile crowd. Pick one up and smoke it sometime.
Women about to make me go crazy. Women about to make me go crazy. Women about to make me go crazy. What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? Lord have mercy upon me. Keep so many fine girls from me. From me.
Women about to make me go crazy. Women about to make me go crazy. Women about to make me go crazy. What can I do? What can I do? What can I do?
Now I'm just a young boy. Don't want to be no square. But I'm going to stop fooling around with so many women. Hey, baby, come here.
Game about the picket fences and the honey at home, but when the seven deadly sins start lining up at your doorstep and you see that little lady Lust all dressed in black,
what are you, the devil?
¶¶
One Donovan deserves another, at least in our world here. And so we did. I remember that song on AM radio here in the States in the 1960s, and I loved it. I mean, Donovan's greatest hits up through Atlantis. No, I don't want the disco hit. I mean, Atlantis was so goofy a song that I thought it was great. And let's face it, he did the Lost Continent of Atlantis a favor by name-checking it. People were like, who? What? You know, teeny boppers and pop idols, worshippers everywhere. Like, what's this Atlantis business all about? Well, we found out. Now in the background, birthday boy Herbie Mann, who I believe is 95, if he made it this far. I haven't heard about him in a long time. He was a jazz flautist who appeared at festivals like the Newport Jazz Festival. And also, his most famous record was Memphis Underground. Herbie Mann. Birthday today. This naturally is the Allman's classic, written by Dickie Betts, the true great songwriter of the band, in memory of Elizabeth Reed. And I'll send this one out west of Eden to my late mother-in-law, because that was her name. Preceding Mellow Yellow by the same jazz flautist, here on the Pale-Faced Parabola. Proceeding, all that flibbertigib, the Five Roy Als, led by Loman Pauling. They were vocal heroes of the 1950s, recorded for the King label, made a great deal of their bones there. As the artists of the 1950s used to, except if you were Elvis Presley, used to hopscotch around record labels quite a bit. Likely because the record labels ripped you right the heck off. Loman Pauling, a guitar hero. I think a lot of the guitars we know from the 1950s were influenced by T-Bone Walker from Texas and Ike Turner from the South. Ike Turner was a great player before he just got away out there where the buses don't run. And I think the Five Roy Als actually did make the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. One of those veteran votes from a few years ago. Or it took a committee to get them in, rather than what should have been theirs, their rightful crown as innovators of that sound. Preceding that, I think, was Edie Adams, the Muriel Cigar Woman, who was married to Ernie Kovacs, one of the early heroes of comedy television here in the United States back in the 40s and 50s, especially the 50s. And Deep Sea Diver with Loose Change. Thought that was a pretty good song, and a short one too, which fits our purposes here. I would like for a change to play everything that I brought with me tonight. Don't count on it. Up next, the guy who turned 95. He's one of my favorite piano players of all time. I'm going to share him with you, and hopefully he'll be yours 6 minutes later. In the meantime, here on Caper number 171 of the Pale Face Parabola, live to hard drive from the Fifth Estate Studio A. Caper number 171, all the news that give you fits. 200,000 people voted on Springsteen's greatest song. They said it's Thunder Road. Number two, Jungle Land. Three, Born to Run. Four, Rosalita. I know in our house, 3D is all the way in on Thunder Road. She loves that song, and I love her. So We're good. Amanda Knox, what was it, the Foxy Noxy, who was involved in that whole Italian trumped-up charge against... Oh, don't make me use that word. Italian court case from a few years ago. And she's still getting hounded to this day by the cops. She got stopped recently in an airport, and they gave her the gears about where she was going, what she was doing, and why. Doesn't seem fair since that thing happened about, what, 20 years ago? The French Connection movie with the now late Gene Hackman, one of the greatest actors, IMHO, of our time. It came in $200,000 under budget, which back in 1973, a considerable amount, as opposed to now, the days where contracts are taken for granted. Jamie Dimon, the CEO and main thief perpetrator of J.P. Morgan Chase here in the United States, one of the bankers who walked away with not even a slap on the wrist during the housing crisis here in 2008, while others went to jail or got severely fined simply for not being able to afford their house anymore due to these louses. He said in a speech over the weekend to the youth of America, "Don't worry." And I thought as soon as I read that, easy for him to say, he's loaded with cash. You need me to repeat that? Sure. Sure I will. Cash. Connecticut. A biker got busted going 192 miles an hour. The reason he got busted? The cops got tipped off because he filmed the whole thing and posted it on YouTube. 192 hours for the boys Gray here of Free FM. That's just getting out of the driveway, isn't it? Kamala Harris, I'm unemployed for the first time in my life. And not likely to get back in. She is not a popular person among Democrat officials and voters since she overspent grievously in the 10 weeks. I get why she did it. She had to play catch-up after Biden dithered here. I don't think either one of them would have beat Trump last November. The momentum had just swung the other way after some of the advances and deficits of the Obama-Biden years. But Biden really was... He could have acted with more urgency. In fact, I'll roll the bowling ball at his feet and say, he was a chowderhead. And the reason I call him a chowderhead is because on a liquid night, my first one, and I can't even tell you one, this past Friday night, where I was drunk under the table as threatened and promised, there was a craft brew named Chowderhead on the Beer U. Minnesota woman colors her Easter eggs in the toilet bowl. I'm not sure why that would add to the luster and bounce of an Easter egg, but it works for her. Louisiana, four teenagers rode through a Walmart on horseback. Now, I've been in a Walmart potentially five times in my life, three of them to get money orders for my business. And I'm hard-pressed to figure out, since they've got security, at least what I've seen, at the front of those places, how they got past security. But nobody asked me. Peanut the squirrel. I don't know if this news got around the world. That was the poor bastard who got decapitated for no reason by New York state agents late last year. Is still trying to figure out why. The squirrel was apparently docile and wasn't hurting anybody. In fact, the account I read about in the paper the other day said, it clearly didn't think it was in danger. It wasn't crawling out of the cage or doing anything like that. They cut its head off anyway. They did. Six Chinese men survived the Titanic. The U.S. treated them terribly and threw them back out of the country when they landed on the docks in New York. Sounds familiar? Maori philosophy. Number one, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. It's a lie. I like that one. And the second one, and I've always believed this, being a lover of history, although I forget much of what I knew once. To forget one's ancestors is to be a brook without a source and a tree without roots. There, you see? What have I been trying to tell you all these years? Peter Gabriel and Tony Banks love playing ping pong, and they try to win. It's a competitive Roman death match when you get the two guys of the glory days of Genesis across the table from each other. And there's a new Genesis box set coming out. I don't know. I think this has got delayed. Of The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, the 50th anniversary of such. Supposedly, in those infamous words, both in movies and in the arts, coming soon. Yoko in 2016. When Trump was selected by some of the country, even though Hillary won by 3 million in the popular vote, she posted a 19-second clip online where she was screaming. There's also a new book. 3D and me were out in a bookstore this past Sunday because we know how to celebrate our wedding anniversary. And I saw the book about Yoko, and it's, you know, she's got such an interesting life. Just don't make her sing to me. Alex Tucker. We've become accustomed to instability in a way that the older generation never was. I don't know. I think the world's always been unstable to a large degree. It's just that, you know, we know more about it now. Musk, a cretin and a spy, because he's got access now since Trump let him in the door that didn't have all the federal government documents in it. Frisco, Colorado. People who are homeless there can sleep in their cars, wait for it, as long as they have a job. Makes sense. Betty Boop debuted in 1930. She was part Boop and part human in the short cartoon Dizzy Dishes. Germany in 1932, 14 million voted for the Nazis, mostly because of Hitler's propaganda campaign. It got worse. And finally, a 2023 survey, one-third of Americans thought it was the end and spent $11 billion on safety and security of their homes in that year. And that is all the news that I had time to scratch out. And believe me, I had the hustle to do that. It was a whirlwind week last week with National Record Store Day and meeting the kings and queen of Hamilton here in the States, and our wedding anniversary on Sunday, and a whole bunch of stuff to do on Monday. But we're here, bold, naked, proud and free at the Paleface Parabola. And to celebrate that busy beaver weekend is over, and the fact that this is an admirable and formidable all-time musician.
Never felt magic crazy since I never saw moons, knew the meaning of the sea. I never held the motion in the palm of my hand. I felt sweet breezes in the top of a tree, but now you're here. Brighten my northern sky. Been a long time that I'm waiting. Been a long time that I'm blown. Been a long time that I've wandered through the people I have known. Oh, if you would and you could straighten my new mind's eye.
Dining with the captain, and he requests you wear this.
Well, you may tell the captain that I am disinclined to acquiesce to his request.
He said you'd say that. He also said if that be the case, you'll be dining with the crew, and you'll be naked.
Docks of the city. You're blind and dirty. You asked me for a dime for a cup of coffee. I got no dime, I got some time to hear his story. And I love my Billy Baker better than all my wine. More than my wine. More than my makeup, oh, he's no friend. My life.
some other knocker's crime. The other half I spent stumbling round from comfort, burgundy wine. Gotta get back.
We'll be right back. guard my mouth from my enemies.
From the band that, to my ears, is the driver of the 2025 souped-up reggae car. The best in the land. The Agrolites from Rugged Road, released on the Young Cub label in 2011. And this piece called Enemy Dub. They tour the mostly a West Coast sensation, and they are sensational. I state boldly and without fear of contradiction, my friends. The Agrolites, the Enemy Dub. Preceding that, how great was and how great is Midnight Oil? Pretty feckin' great, I say. What a terrific band. We took that one not from any of their studio records, but from a Grateful Dead tribute album. It's got a whole lot of good people on it. It's one of the better tribute records to another artist that I personally have heard. And this track that we heard was a cover of Wharf Rat, written by Garcia and Robert Hunter. I thought they did a tremendous job on that piece. Just different enough. They kept the flavor of the original. Peter Garrett, the admirable and formidable frontman of the Oil. Birthday number 73 today. Tonight, but not tomorrow. So, if you like 6 foot six activists, politicians, surfers, and kinetic frontmen, Peter Garrett is your next call. Then there was, what's in this pile? Dagnabbit. A bunch of drops in there. Oh, yeah. I meant to play an humble apologies to the ghost of Robert Kirby. Robert Kirby, a name lost to mostly obscurity, although Ace Records out of England put together an album of his orchestrations a few years ago. But he was the collaborator with Nick Drake on Nick Drake's best songs, and I don't know why I wanted to play the song Hazy Jane 1 for my wife. Actually, it was 2, I believe. It has his orchestrations on it. For some reason, the CD fooled me when I wasn't looking and turned to Northern Sky off the album Brighter Later. 1970 year on Island Records, to me, is masterpiece. John Cale from the Velvet Underground and his still prodigious solo career helped out on that track. And God, I love that song. That was one of our wedding songs 17 years ago this past Sunday. And I put it on our tape again if we renew our vows, like we've talked very vaguely about it. We're not great planners in our household. We are good, creative and ideas people, or at least I used to be. Man, I love that song. So, tip one up for Robert Kirby, who really had a large hand in both Five Leaves Left and Brighter Later, and started the set, that quiet piece you just heard, the Use Your Indoor Voice segment, those two pieces of the Paleface Parabola tonight. Ahmad Jamal, who was a guy that even Miles Davis liked, and Miles Davis didn't like that many people. He used to tell Bill Evans, yeah, play like Jamal. Except he probably swore a lot. inside those four words. What a player. From his last great record, because it was his last studio record, they issued, his record label issued a instrumental only CD after this one. The album's called Marseille. Jamal was living in France at the time, which makes perfect sense to name an album Marseille unless he was living in, say, the French countryside. That's one of those records where it's deceptive because you think, oh man, listen to this. I mean, it's just so light in touch. You can barely hear the thing. And it could lull you to a place you don't want to be. But really, it's just every once in a while in thrash and strum of 2025 life, it's okay to calm down. Really, it is. It's okay. That's where we've been tonight. Your ears, tomorrow the world, with a couple of improv calls. Thank you for your ears here, the mystery man, whose time to bask in the sunshine here on the third rock from the sun is coming up. We Cheat the Hangman is up now. And I know that Bob Marley gets the love out of Jamaican musicians who shook the earth when they were younger. Jimmy Cliff has ripened to old age. And this is from 13 years ago now. It's the best record he's done since The Harder They Come, in my opinion. Trust me on this one.
Go record it in the style of ska. So we did the tracking to the Beverly's All-Star back and forth. Reggae music gonna make me feel good. Reggae music gonna make me feel alright now. Reggae music gonna make me feel good. Reggae music making me feel alright now.
Reggae music gonna make me feel good.
Reggae music gonna make me feel alright now. Reggae music making me feel good. Reggae music making me feel alright now. 1966, there was a new consciousness of civil rights, Vietnam War, and independence from British colonialists. Rockstar, the music was expressing all of this. From dynamic sounds with alternators can boot tell the truth.
Reggae music gonna make me feel good. Reggae music gonna make me feel alright now. Reggae music gonna make me feel good. Reggae music making me feel alright now.
Make me feel alright now. Reggae music making me feel good. Reggae music making me feel alright now. And grinning.
True.
Now reggae music is worldwide. There's nothing to hide.
Oh.
Reggae music gonna make me feel good.
Reggae music gonna make me feel alright now.
Reggae music gonna make me feel good.
Reggae music making me feel alright now.
Reggae music gonna make me feel good.
Reggae music gonna make me feel alright now.
Reggae music making me feel good.
Reggae music making me feel alright now.
Now 2012. Reggae music is still here.
True.
And the voice of the people everywhere.
True.
Whenever there is injustice and tyranny, reggae music is there.
True.
Standing up for the reggae.
Reggae music making me feel all right now.
Reggae music gonna make me feel all right now.
Reggae music making me feel good.
Reggae music making me feel all right now.
Pleasant aroma for you, but not for mosquitoes. Pick is easy to use. Light it and forget it. Pick's aroma keeps mosquitoes, gnats, and sandflies away. Pick is the best protection for barbecues, fishing and camping trips, or just relaxing in the yard.
So if you don't want our company ever anywhere, just light Pick and see what I mean? Bye!
Pick is on sale at the refreshment stand now.
Bye.
Boy's got skills. This is Joey DeFrancesco, who passed tragically a few years ago. And the piece called Roll With It. And when I first got the record, it's like, well, this is a natural. He's covering Stevie Winwood. But no, he wasn't. But that's the title of the song, Roll With It, from More Music, recorded in a trio setting in Arizona in 2021. And he passed before he could put another record out. He played with the likes of Miles Davis and Van Morrison. So he's got cred. And he's got cred with us, the Mystery Man, and me, Jumpin' JB, in our game of mental gymnastics and musical hopscotch that we call the Paleface Parabola. Proceeding, Jody, Moby Grape on This the Day That Skippy Spence Died in 1999. A, the original drummer of the Jefferson Airplane in 1966. Marty Balin saw him walking down the street, said, "You're my drummer." Skip said, "I don't play drums." Marty said, "Now you do." And he lasted through the recording of the first album, Takes Off, and then playing around San Francisco. Then there was Moby Grape. And talk about a band that's a mini-series. Skips, they worked really hard to become the tightest band in San Francisco. Not hard to do, because a lot of those people were out of their brains when they were on stage and in the recording studio. But in this case, they formed such a hot little combo that Columbia Records snapped them up. Then what Columbia Records did is ruin them through overhype. And let's face it, anybody who had anything close to a quote-unquote hit in 1967 in the quote-unquote Summer of Love was almost immediately ostracized. Even Creedence Clearwater Revival was looked down upon for a time, because they were too commercial. Who cares? Listen to those songs. And listen to that one. Omaha was the name. And even the other band members don't know why Skip Spence, who wrote that song, named it that. That was recorded live at the first major pale-faced rock and roll outdoor festival in terms of notoriety and numbers of people there. That was recorded at the Monterey International Pop Festival in June of 1967. And that one has got some serious boosterage behind it. What a guitar tack. Three guitars and a rhythm section. And a friend of mine who's a scholar about these matters and actually saw a lot of this stuff in the day at the time said he's never seen a better band on stage than Moby Grape. That's how good they were until Columbia Records decided to release five singles, drowning them, sinking them to the bottom in the next sublet over to the Titanic in terms of freak out or freaky perception. Then they got caught messing around, a couple of them, with a teenage girl. And then one by one, either the medicine began to take effect, and before it did, Skip Spence went off his head and tried to chop down one of his bandmates' hotel rooms. I think it was Bob Mosley, with an axe in the middle of the night. Next stop, Bellevue. Not funny, Skippy. Oh, what a performance. From, I think, the now out-of-print Sundazed label issue of live performances from 67 and 69 by Moby Grape. Jimmy Cliff telling the tale of reggae music, maybe feel all right now. from 1962 right up through when this album was cut. His backing band on this, Tim Armstrong from the band Rancid, who is America's version of The Clash, except they're not as good, but they're really good. And The Engine Room, they were called. And again, that has to be Jimmy Cliff's most exciting, best record in decades minimum. I'm sure glad he's still with us. The album's called Rebirth. Jimmy put out a new record about 2 years ago. He's in his 80s now. The voice of Jamaica. He and Hibbert from Toots and the Maytals. They sing like the birds who fly high over the beaches of Jamaica. And I read, what was the quote I read the other day from Peter Tosh? He said, "Ganja is for birds. Weed is herb." He wanted to make that distinction clear. The Mystery Man coming up in about 30 minutes here on the Pale-Faced Parabola. We are waiting in the waters of our B scheme of the evening on this Wednesday night, April 16th. We cheat the hangman. And after the Mystery Man's turn at the wheel, retrospect number 671, focusing on the state of disarray in New Jay in the 1960s musically, and it's got to be a kicker. I've been putting it off all week because I've been really busy, but you best believe we're going to give it two ears on the way home tonight. Let's talk music here. The day in music history, Shania Twain was the songwriter and artist of the year today in 1999, following that album Come On Over, which had like, I think it sold 40 million copies. It's 20 times platinum, something nuts like that. I got time for Shania. 1966, Percy Sledge released When a Man Loves a Woman. Bound to be played at weddings as long as members of this generation still exchange CO2. 1965, The Hollies, including Graham Nash and Tony Clark? I can't remember, blanking it. Made their concert debut here in the States in New York City. 2016, a sad day for great rock and roll bands. Axl Rose replaced Brian Johnson as the lead singer in AC/DC. Love AC/DC. Detest Guns N' Roses. Or I detest Axl, really. Never a big Slash fan either. In 2002, and this is after they sold about 100 million records, Sony sued the Dixie Chicks for not delivering on their contract. They wanted five more albums out of them. They didn't want them anymore the following year when the Dixie Chicks went over to England, and Big Mouth Natalie Maines said to the crowd, "We have to tell you, we have to apologize to you. We're embarrassed about our president, too." More brain food. 1956, Chuck Berry recorded Roll Over Beethoven. Well, what a song. But you know what? I think the Beatles dust them on that track. George Harrison sang the lead, and they were just kicking it. 1964, the Fabs recorded A Hard Day's Night. They shot the scene for it in the train station and recorded the song. What a great song. Still can't figure out how George did that solo. 1969, Elektra dropped the MC5 for irritating a local store in Detroit called Hudson's. Among other things, they were looking to get rid of those freaks too. 1972, ELO debuted live, their first performance, naturally, since it's a debut, with Roy Wood. Roy Wood, Bev Bevan, and Jeff Lynne moved it on over from The Move, and then Roy Wood flew the coop a couple years later. 1993, David Lee Roth busted in Washington Square Park in New York City with a $10 bag of weed. What a damn fool. Can't hide a damn... the cops must have seen him buying it, obviously. 1993, Paul McCartney, part of an Earth Day concert at the Hollywood Bowl with Ringo, among others. 2003, Jerry Lee Lewis divorced his sixth wife. Count them, not one, not five, six. And then he went on to a seventh, I believe, before he passed. She once was the president of his fan club. So if she remained that, he had splaining to do. 1990, the concert to free Nelson Mandela, which was a worldwide event. And think about the fact that that guy was tossed into jail for over a quarter of his life and came out not bitter, but ready to bring sanctification and positive change to South Africa. And now, the con man who bluffed his way into being the president of this country is making empathetic sounds towards the Afrikaners in South Africa. Can he possibly still be fooling anybody? This man is a flat-out racist. And that's not a charge I usually level lightly. But in this case, there's no lightness there. He's a bum. A bum! 2007, Ornette Coleman won a Pulitzer Prize for Soundgrammar. He was the first jazz artist to get one. 1996, Kiss reunited at the Grammy Awards, the second time since 1980. 1991, the Seattle supergroup Temple of the Dog released their self-titled debut. That was, I think, Chris Cornell from Soundgarden, among others. 1974, Queen's U.S. debut in concert. 1971, the Stones released Brown Sugar. I can assure you, and you have no proof that I'm telling the truth, for 54 years, I still recall it like being plugged into an electric chair. That song coming on the high school jukebox in our cafeteria. And he's just like, my God, what is this? Oh, yeah, this isn't Gimme Shelter, except it sounds better. Just great. Still one of their finest songs, and they don't play it live anymore because of the lyrical content. As if that was ever a deterrent in Rolling Stone songs. I can't even read that. 1976, Boss Gags went backstage to say hello to Bobby Blue Bland after his concert. He was beaten unconscious by two security cops. 1992, Nirvana on the cover of the Rolling Stone. Kurt Cobain's t-shirt said, corporate magazines still suck. Kurt, you ain't seen nothing yet. Although I have to say, it seems to me in 2025, the issues in that magazine have started to resemble the investigative articles are great musically, except for throwing us a bone like the Bobby Weir interview in a new one. I don't have a clue as to who modern musicians are. And I'm not proud of that. I just don't want to put the time in anymore because I prefer the underbelly. 2003, on April 16th, Luther Vandross had a stroke, never fully recovered. In 2010, Soundgarden's first concert in 13 years happened out in Seattle. 2018, Kendrick Lamar won the Pulitzer Prize for Damn. Good day for black artists here in terms of their worthiness and linguistic skills. 1971, Ringo released It Don't Come Easy. That was another one. I think George Harrison wrote that. Oh, Lord. What a song. Bring Out Your Dead. Ahmad Jamal. Actually, I've been saying he would have been 95. I thought he was 92 when he died. He was 92 when he passed in France in 2023, 2 years ago today. Peter Tolson, the later-day guitar player of The Pretty Things when Dick Taylor took a hiatus, died today at the age of 64. More necrophilia, as we told you before. Skip Spence today and got the call in 1999. And in 2015, Martin Quintenton, who co-wrote Maggie May for Rod. He was a good acoustic guitar player. I think he also did You Wear It Well back when Rod Stewart was really good. Then Lights On, Earth Strong, for Henry Mancini. His film scores were tremendous, and he'll always get a gold star in my standard for writing the Pink Panther theme. Rudy Pompelli, and I just couldn't. I was worn out like the hole in the heel of my sock last night, so I didn't go downstairs and look for any Bill Haley music that I had. He was Bill Haley's tenor sax player, and that is a sorely underrated band, because mostly because of Bill Haley's appearance. 1939, Dusty Springfield, Dusty in Memphis, a classic. Her early 60s stuff, girl group stuff, classics. After that, Jerry Rafferty of Steeler's Wheel, birthday today, 1947. Man, was he good. And City to City, another classic. I mean, as long as we live, we'll hear songs like Baker Street and Stuck in the Middle with You, and It's Okay with Me. Robert Kirby, we told you about before, born in 1948. Bill Spooner of the Tubes. Remember seeing the Tubes in their White Punks on Dope phase? Great, great stage show. Lonesome Dave Peverett, who started off with Savoy Brown, went on to Foghat, born today in 1950. Pete Garrett, 72 today. Dave Perner of the band Soul Asylum, born today in 1964. Geez, that geezer's only 59. Chance the Rapper, 32. Is he the TV guy? Or am I getting that mixed up with somebody else? Like I said, me and modern-day artists don't know as much as the other artists that preceded them. Herbie Mann, we played earlier in the show. He, 95 today. Ian MacKay of the band Fugazi once worked with Henry Rollins and had that indie label Discord, one of the first ones to really spotlight Washington, D.C. area punk bands. Stefan Grossman, who is an acoustic blues guitarist of renown, taught Rory Block, among others, all that she knew in the early days. Born today in 1945. And finally, Journey, yes, the band most burly mofos love to hate. And I'm indifferent. I think the stuff is kind of bland, but the Globe has told me different. Their greatest hits record today, April 16th in 2024, 800 weeks on the charts. Your day in music news. We have our heading, or maybe better said, direction. From the late 60s, early 70s, Spin Dizzy Records sat on it for a couple years, but there's no denying Nils Lofgren and Grin.
You got me one. you say, babe, let's get married down on Rue Morgue Avenue. They say the world keeps on turning, everything remains the same. Well, my heart's burning, I say everything must change. Why don't you come down to Rue Morgue Avenue? Why don't you come down? Saw your pretty feet on the dirty ground of Rue Morgue Avenue. Rue Morgue Avenue. Rita Mae, tell your sister she's unkind. Tell your sister, well, I don't mind. Tell your sister she's got mine. She come down, saw your pretty feet on the dirty ground. I got a four-letter word, starts with the letter L. Can't bring myself to say it, cause it's making my life hell. Why don't you come down to Rue Morgue Avenue? Cause I've been drinking all night and all day, just trying to picture your sweet face down on Rue Morgue Avenue. Sister, she knows where I lie. Down Rue Morgue Avenue.
Who the hell do you think you are? You act like you all got hit in the head with a horse.
Thank you.
they, again, whoever they are, called him the Humbler for a reason. This be the late Danny Gatton of Washington, D.C. area. And here's another guy who's pretty good. Ubiquitous Pat Metheny, who's an all-star across several genres. From an album he released with a combo a few years ago called Side Eye New York City, Volume 1 through 4 on the Modern Recording label, which I think is his imprint out of Elektra Nonesuch, and the piece called Better Days Ahead. Damn well better be. I'm sick of all this winning. So, one guitar Jedi to another. Danny Gatton, as noticed, with a cover of the Rhinoceros song, Apricot Brandy. I happen to have two of the three of the Rhinoceros albums on Elektra Records from the late 1960s. And that's the theme of this double disc called Rubaiyat on Elektra, naturally, in which a whole bunch of modern artists covered a whole bunch of classic artists from the 1960s. For example, The Cure does Hello, I Love You by The Doors. It's really good, and that's my go-to track on the thing, because they just squares it up, tees it up, and hits it down the middle of the fairway, 350 yards. Lloyd Cole, I've only been trying to play that disc for 3 months, and I've always run out of time on it, but not tonight, finally. The album called Don't Get Weird on Me, Babe. When the commotions broke up out of England, Lloyd Cole released at least two gold standard solo albums. Played with the likes of Matthew Sweet and Robert Quine. Great, really great stuff. And I'm glad to have these records, and sad to put this one away for a while. because I can't stand carrying it around anymore. Nils Lofgren and Grin got it started off before Neil Young and Crazy Horse and before Springsteen and the E Street Band. Nils was a hot shot and recorded for an imprint of Columbia Records called Spin Dizzy. And the piece we heard was called Direction. Got a real good drive acoustically, I think, and thought. And now, just in case,
this may be the last time.
This may be the last time, children. This may be the last time. It may be the last time, I don't know.
This may be the last time.
This may be the last time, children. This may be the last time. It may be the last time, I don't know.
Maybe the last time we ever shout together.
It may be the last time, I don't know.
Maybe the last time we ever shout together.
Oh, it may be the last time, I don't know.
This may be the last time.
This may be the last time, children. This may be the last time. It may be the last time, I don't know.
Maybe the last time we ever moan together.
It may be the last time, I don't know.
Maybe the last time we ever moan together.
It may be the last time, I don't know.
This may be the last time.
This may be the last time, children. This may be the last time. It may be the last time, I don't know.
Maybe the last time we fellowship together.
Well, it may be the last time, I don't know.
Maybe the last time we fellowship together.
Well, it may be the last time, I don't know.
This may be the last time.
This may be the last time, children. This may be the last time. It may be the last time, I don't know.
This may be the last time.
This may be the last time, children. This may be the last time. It may be the last time, I don't know.
This may be the last time.
This may be the last time, children. This may be the
composition that I recorded here at the Montreal Jazz Festival, I think in 1973. This is entitled Walk Spirit, Talk Spirit. Thank you.
McCoy Tyner recorded live in Switzerland at Miles Davis Hall in 2009. Taking this from a fairly recent reissue called The Montreux Years, And anybody who's listened to this program for a while, or maybe just some of you, depending how much you're paying attention, knows that I hold McCoy Tyner in fairly high regard, as opposed to the guy lurking behind me on the microphone. The Five Blind Boys of Alabama, from my album of the year in the year 2000 on Pete Gabriel's Real World label, and a track called The Last Time, a old gospel spiritual. Okay, that was We Cheat the Hangman. The Mystery Man's time to shine now, as this is not just a holding action for the Pistol of Fire for the beginning of Retrospect number 671 this year, styling in New Jersey, but a positive forward lunge towards making his presence known with authority. The Mystery Man, my co-conspirator, and he's got something that we had to Google search for this week in order to be able to read you the album title and the song title. So take it away, superstar. What's what are we going to hear?
This is from Michio Ogawa, who's a musician. She goes way back to the late 70s, and she's still around. She does jazz gigs in around Tokyo these days. But she was in a group called Wahaha.
I'm laughing already.
Which was really good. And she was also in a group called Chakra, concurrently, actually.
Huh.
And Chakra had have three albums out. I have them all. So what we're going to hear is a tune called Between Human Beings and the Stars.
I love that song title, and why'd you pick this one? I mean, I know, because it's good.
Yeah. That's fun. The name of the album in Japanese is Urashii no Inomoto, which translates to Happy Source.
Well, this is your Happy Source, the end of our programs every week, for music of an exotic and soul-searching manner. This is the Mystery Man's Magic Act of the Week. And with that, we say sayonara.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.